From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
It is 68 degrees in Topeka, 70 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You will also find us elsewhere, all around the state, including 91.3 FM in Junction City, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theaterlawrence.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will also talk about koala genetics. We do call it All Things Considered. Truth in advertising. We will also hear from some military families about the challenges they are facing as their loved ones are deployed. Those stories and more coming up on KPR.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
The National Weather Service has just issued a tornado watch for a big chunk of the KPR listening area. It includes Atchison, Brown, Clay, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Saline counties in the KPR listening area. This is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. As good a time as any to go over it again. Tornado watch means we're on the watch. Conditions are good for the formulation of tornadoes. When you hear me say there's a tornado warning, you need to take shelter. But for right now, we're all just watching to see if there will be tornadoes. Tornado watch number 16 in effect until 10 p.m. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. I'll do a quick rundown of what we know about the weather. We are keeping an eye out for severe weather tonight. It is 3:30.
Leah Aspen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Faculty and academic staff at the University of Kansas announced today that their union reached a tentative first contract agreement with the school. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The United Academics of the University of Kansas represents the Faculty and Academic Staff Union, which has been engaged in fraught negotiations with KU. A statement from the union says the agreement ensures due process, job security, academic freedom, and dignified compensation for all. The agreement includes a 13% median raise for several hundred workers as part of a minimum salary structure. It also includes a first-ever path to promotion for lecturers. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
A nuclear power company founded by Bill Gates is looking for a plant site, and Kansas is on its shortlist. TerraPower is set to build its first sodium-cooled plant in Wyoming. Another potential location the company told Kansas lawmakers about is on the land of Evergy's Wolf Creek nuclear plant in Burlington. TerraPower's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Andrew Richards, says the next step is to hold public forums.
Our company will come and provide a technical presentation to anybody that's interested. We will sit and listen and take questions from anybody who has questions.
Environmental groups that oppose TerraPower say the plant's setup could lead to safety issues. The state of Kansas has been unseasonably warm this winter, which has resulted in one of the state's biggest crops, wheat, growing way ahead of schedule, and that has put the crop at risk of damage from rapid temperature changes. Kansas farmers grow winter wheat, which stays dormant until temperatures rise and the plant begins to grow again. Well, that happened earlier than normal this season because of the comparatively warm winter. Kansas State University agronomist Logan Simon says when the crop develops prematurely, it's at greater risk from the elements.
We're going to see that crop become more sensitive to those cold temperatures.
Simon says he's also concerned about the lack of moisture that has accompanied the warm winter this season. And in the Big 12 women's basketball tournament, Kansas State has advanced to the semifinals after a 74-73 upset victory over fourth-seeded Oklahoma State today. They will play again on Saturday. A tornado watch has been issued for a portion of the KPR listening area. This is for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas. Also in Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties. So heads up for Abilene and Atchison and Manhattan over on the other side of the state line. St. Joseph, you are covered by this tornado watch. Again, it is in effect until 10 p.m. It's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
NPR News, face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do you have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd believe that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. It's a great way to start off your day with the very latest news headlines. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can become a member today. It's never been more important to support public media, not just in this region, but nationwide. If you don't make a donation to us, please donate to some other public media outlet, but we hope you'll consider becoming a member of KPR. Visit us at kansaspublicradio.org. While you are streaming the shows, just click on support and become a member today.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up, going to talk about the U.S. job market. It's kind of a bummer. Going to then get an update at 4:01 of news headlines, followed by an overview of week one of this war with Iran. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. And a quick reminder, a tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things Considered.
Ready to be their new voice of baseball, so we'll bring him on to give him some tips on getting people interested in meaningless competitions. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANU Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. We do have severe weather on tap for tonight. I'll tell you more in a few minutes. It's 4 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
There's a tornado watch till 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. It's 4:06.
It's all...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, we will hear about the celebration of life that took place today in Chicago, celebrating the life of civil rights leader Jesse Jackson. A private funeral is scheduled for tomorrow. Then we'll learn more about Pakistan, which finds itself once again in a very difficult position. This time it's because the U.S. and Israeli war on Iran is widening. It's trying to sort of straddle the warring sides while managing the public frustration with the war at home.
That is the sense at the official level, that they have to commit to the Saudi war if it gets bad.
We'll tell you the latest in Islamabad coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Join us following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations for Film Music Friday. Tonight's theme is Bombs Away, as we hear music from box office failures. Sometimes even a powerful score isn't enough to make certain films watchable. We're going to hear a few of those scores tonight. McKenna's Gold, Judge Dredd, and more. Gerald Brogdon is your host. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. We do have a tornado watch till 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri, and that's in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. It's 4:20. Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
Stick around. News headlines coming up next. We do have an 80% chance of rain tonight with a chance of evening thunderstorms. Some could be severe. Lows tonight in the upper 30s once that front moves through. 68 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Manhattan. It is 4:30.
Our news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Faculty and academic staff at the University of Kansas announced today that their union reached a tentative first contract agreement with the school. Salisa Kalakal has more.
The United Academics of the University of Kansas represents the faculty and academic staff union, which has been engaged in fraught negotiations with KU. A statement from the union says the agreement ensures due process, job security, academic freedom, and dignified compensation for all. The agreement includes a 13% median raise for several hundred workers as part of a minimum salary structure. It also includes a first-ever path to promotion for lecturers. I'm Salisa Kalakal.
Nearly three dozen cities in Kansas and Missouri are now considering how to reduce water pollution in the Kansas City region. They joined a process to rethink stormwater standards. The Kansas City region is the latest to rethink stormwater standards. In the future, new developments could be required to catch and filter rainwater on site with rain gardens and other methods. This follows the lead of cities like Austin, Texas, and states like Minnesota. Paula Kalinowski with the Minnesota Pollution Control Control Agency says clean water is critical for recreation.
Well, we are the land of 10,000 lakes, you know, and we have major rivers. And those outdoor recreation dollars are, you know, important to our economy and jobs. And just people live here because of that. They love it.
The Kansas City region also hopes that better stormwater rules would help rein in street flooding. Kansas City, Missouri, Independence, Lenexa, and Lawrence are among the cities that helped rewrite the standards. Shifting now to the weather, we do have a tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area. This means conditions are good for the development of tornadoes. We have not yet seen any. We're just being on watch. That's why we call it a tornado watch. So this tornado watch until 10 o'clock tonight is for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas. Over on the other side of the state line, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri under that tornado watch till 10 p.m.
Support for NPR.
Thus, every weekday morning.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, a great way to start off your day with the latest information from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the Stiefel Theater with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings on August 7th after recent performances on Stephen Colbert and NPR's Tiny Desk. Tickets on sale Friday at stiefeltheater.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Coming up in our next half hour, an overview of the last 7 days, what is going on with the war with Iran. We'll also get an overview of fallout globally. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
A tornado watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas. Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence.
From NPR News, this is all.
Thank you.
Join us. There will be humans standing by. For Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, here on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in just about 60 seconds. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence and 70 in Manhattan. It's 5 o'clock.
Is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
It is 68 degrees and overcast in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines, a quick overview of what is happening with the weather here in Northeast Kansas. We're mostly just waiting to see what happens. There is, in fact, a tornado watch for a portion of the KPR listening area. This covers Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties in Missouri. If you picture a map of the state of Kansas, start way up in the northeast corner and then sort of draw a diagonal stripe going down toward the southwest. That's where the tornado watch is. Of course, we could possibly see severe weather anywhere in the KPR listening area. It's just that stripe of counties, that's where the conditions are best for the formation of tornadoes.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.edu.
Otherwise, with the weather, an 80% chance of rain tonight for the Lawrence and Topeka area. Chance of evening thunderstorms. Some could be severe. Lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with highs in the lower 50s. So much cooler after that front moves through. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the lower 30s. Sunny and warmer for Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan, 68 in Chanute. The time is 5:20.
Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Your hosts will be Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 68 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Emporia, overcast all around. The time is 5:30.
Dated by law, along with limits on data center carbon emissions. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Mersbach in Jackson, Wyoming.
Stocks finished sharply lower on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We do have a tornado watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. That means the conditions are all in place for the formation of tornadoes, so we need to watch and be sure they don't happen. Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties covered by this tornado watch till 10 p.m. in Kansas. In Missouri, we're talking about Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Nottoway counties. In other news, a Kansas judge could rule by Tuesday on a request to block a new law affecting transgender people. It creates penalties for trans people who use bathrooms that align with their gender identity. It also immediately invalidated an unknown number of state-issued documents that have had gender markers changed. Harper Selden is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, which is representing two trans individuals challenging the law. During a hearing today, Selden argued that the law discriminates against a marginalized group.
The effect of SB 244 is to mark Daniel and Matthew and all transgender people like them with a scarlet T.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he is willing to delay enforcement of the law by 1 month to give people and state agencies time to comply. A nuclear power company founded by Bill Gates is looking for a plant site. Kansas is on its shortlist. Terra Power is set to build its first sodium-cooled plant in Wyoming. Another potential location the company told Kansas lawmakers about is on the land of Evergy's Wolf Creek nuclear plant in Burlington. Terra Power's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Andrew Richards, says the next step will be to hold public forums.
Our company will come and provide a technical presentation to anybody that's interested. We will sit and listen and take questions from anybody who has questions.
Environmental groups that oppose Terra Power say the plant's setup could lead to safety issues. The state of Kansas has been unseasonably warm this winter. That has resulted in one of the state's biggest crops, wheat, growing way ahead of schedule. And that has put the crop at risk of damage from rapid temperature changes. Kansas farmers grow winter wheat, which stays dormant until temperatures rise and the plant begins to grow again. That happened earlier than normal this season because of the warm winter. Kansas State University agronomist Logan Simon says when the crop develops prematurely, naturally, it becomes at greater risk from the elements.
We're going to see that crop become more sensitive to those cold temperatures.
Simon says he's also concerned about the lack of moisture that has accompanied the warm winter in parts of Kansas this season. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
Huh. If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2. A great way to start your day with Morning Edition and the very latest news from all around the world, all around the nation, and all around the region.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then at just about 6:12, about 1 in 10 K-12 students in the U.S. attend a public school in California. And those schools have been seeing a lot of turmoil this year.
It's upsetting for parents to see so many teachers leave year after year because they can't afford the benefits, right? The pay is not enough.
Teachers across the state are now considering work stoppages. Where things stand, coming right up on KPR.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Tornado watch till 10 o'clock tonight for Atchison, Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Donovan, Geary, Jackson, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, and Riley counties. It is 67 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
Dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at Viking.com.
I'm Peter Sagal. NBC News named Jason Benetti to be their new voice of baseball, so we'll bring him on to give him some tips on getting people interested in meaningless competitions. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.